since the year of Shemitah is coming to a close, I thought maybe for today we talk a little bit about Shemitah's Ksafim and the writing of a prosbul. The Pasuk in Parashas Re'eh says, "Miked sheva shanim ta'aseh Shemitah. V'zeh dvar ha-Shemitah, shamol kol ba'al ma'a she'yado asher yashev b're'eyu, lo yigos es re'eyu v'yasochev kikar Shemitah la'ashem." One of the halachas of Shemitah is not only that the land of Eretz Yisrael has to remain fallow, you're not allowed to plant, you're not allowed to work the karka, but all loans are cancelled. That's what we call Shemitah's Ksafim. All loans are cancelled by Shemitah. From the Pasuk, Miked Sheva Shanim Ta'aseh Shemitah, it sounds like this halacha of Shemitah's Ksafim applies Miked Sheva Shanim at the end of Shemitah. That's actually the Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara in Erech and Adav Chav Chesam Abay says that Ein Shvi'as Meshametas Ela B'Sofa. At the end of the Shemitah. That's when there's Shemitah's Ksafim. That's the position of Rov Rishon. The Rosh in Gittin, in the fourth parak, where it talks about Prusbel, the Rosh has a very interesting Shiva. He says that actually there are Tzvei Dinim here. There are two halachas in Shemitah's Ksafim. At the beginning of the year of Shemitah, it's already Osir for the Malva to demand the Chov. That's what the Pasuk says. Lo yigos esreyo v'sachiv ki kara shmita l'ashem. Once kara shmita l'ashem, once the Shemitah begins, you're not allowed to demand the payment immediately, it sounds like. You're not allowed to demand the chov at the beginning of Shemitah. But then there's another halacha, and that is that if the lova wants to pay, the Rosh claims, if he wants to pay after Shemitah has begun, then the Malva is allowed to take the money. He doesn't have to say, Meshamed ani. He doesn't have to say, you know, it's Shemitah, the loan is cancelled, I don't want to take the money. He doesn't have to say that. He can take the loan from the Lova. Until Shemitah is concluded. After Shemitah, then he can take the loan. He has to say, Meshamed ani. He has to tell the Lova that the loan is cancelled. So the Rosh learns that there are really two halachas here. One halacha is that you're not allowed to be noges. You're not allowed to demand the money from the Lova once the Shemitah has begun. But if a lover is willing to pay, he wants to pay, then you're allowed to take the money from him. And then at the end of Shemitah, there's a full Shemitah's Ksafim, the loan is actually cancelled, and you're not allowed to take the loan, even if the lover wants to pay you. So based on this rush, there are some who are machmer to write a prusbel. We'll have to discuss what a prusbel is, but basically a prusbel allows you to collect the loan, whatever that mechanism is. Some are machmer to write a prusbel at the beginning, or before the beginning of Shemitah. Because the machmer for this rush, that since the Rosh holds you're not allowed to demand the payment of the loan even once Shemitah has begun, so they write a prosbul to allow themselves to be able to demand the payment. The Rosh claims that there is a halacha of Shemitah's Ksafim that applies from the beginning of Shemitah. So some are machmer for this Rosh, they write the prosbul before Shemitah in order that they'll be able to demand the payment of the loan during Shemitah. Most poskim assume that we don't pass them like this Rosh. The Chasam Sofer is a tshuva in Choshen Mishpat. In Siman Nun, where he talks about this rush, and he seems to conclude that you don't have to be machmer for him. They say the Chazon Ish wasn't machmer, the Stipler was machmer, and different poskim. Some are machmer, it seems like most are not machmer. Most assume that there is no Shemitah's Ksafim until the end of Shemitah. That's the minik. I think most people don't write a prosbul. A few Yechideh school to write a prosbul before the Shemitah. Most write the prosbul before the Shemitah ends, so that they can get it in before Shemitah's Ksafim is going to be chal. One of the interesting discussions about Shemitah's Ksafim that Rishonim have is whether Bizman Azeh Shemitah's Ksafim is Noeg. Why shouldn't it be Noeg? It's a din in the Torah. So the Gemara in Gittin on Daf Lamed Vav has an interesting drasha. Pasuk says, V'zeh Dvar HaShemitah Shamot. It uses a Loshon of Shemitah twice in the Pasuk. So Rebbe says, Ach HaShemitah's Karka V'ach HaShemitah's Ksafim. There's a comparison between two different types of Shemitah. Shemitah's Karka and Shemitah's Ksafim. If you would have asked me, I'd say Shemitah's Karka means the regular halacha of Shemitah's Karka, the Karka of Eretz Yisrael, has to remain fallow during Shemitah. That's not the way many Rishonim interpret. Many Rishonim interpret Shemitah's Karka here means Yovel. We know that the halachos of Shemitah's Karka apply to Yovel as well. There are other halachos that apply to Yovel. But the Rishonim interpret that Shemitah's Karka means Yovel. That when Yovel is Noeg, then the rules of Shemitah's Ksafim are Noeg. But if Yovel is not Noeg, then Shemitah's Ksafim is not going to be Noeg either. So say the Rishonim, Bizman Azeh, there's no Shemitah's Yovel min HaTorah. Why not? Because when it comes to Yovel, the Pasuk says, Ukrasim Durabo Aretz L'chol Yosheveha. You have to proclaim liberty in Eretz Yisrael for all the Yoshim, all the inhabitants of the land. The Gemara darshes lechol yoshveha only bezman shekol yoshveha aleha, only when all of Klal Yisrael or rove of Klal Yisrael or some representation of each shaven in Klal Yisrael are living in Eretz Yisrael. That's the only time that Yovel is knowing. So once there was the golus of Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven, once the Aseres Hashvatim left Eretz Yisrael, so we don't have a kol yoshveha aleha. We don't have representation of each one of the shvatim in Eretz Yisrael. So Yovel is not knowing Minat Torah. So come the Rishonim and say Minat Torah Shmitas Tzafim isn't going to be knowing either, because Bizman Shmitas Karka knowing Shmitas Tzafim knowing, and if Shmitas Karka is not knowing, then Shmitas Tzafim is not going to be knowing either. So if on a Daraisa level Shmitas Karka, which means Yovel, here we need to say Yovel. If Minat Torah Yovel is not knowing, then Minat Torah Shmitas Tzafim is not going to be knowing either. So many Rishonim say Midrabbonon Shmitas Tzafim is going to be knowing, but Minat Torah there is no Shmitas Tzafim Bizman Hazeh. The Raiva goes even further. The Raiva says there's no Shmitas Tzafim that's knowing Bizman Hazeh Bechlal, not Minat Torah and not Midrabbonon. It's not knowing Bechlal. Now where did the Raiva get that from? But the Raiva had the following cheshbon. For Yovel to be knowing, you need two ingredients, right? Two components. First of all, the Bezdin HaGadol has to have a Sfiras Chamishim Shana, right? There has to be a Sfiras Bezdin to be Koveh Yovel. And you need Kol Yoshveh Aleha as well to establish Yovel. So said the Ravid, once there wasn't the representation of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, so then Yovel Min HaTorah was Bata. But as long as you had a Bezdin HaGadol that was so fair, the Minyan of Yovlim Midrabbonin, you still had some kind of a zecher to the Yovel. So Yovel Midrabbonin was still going to be known. There still was some kind of a Sfiras Yovel. As long as there was a Sfiras Yovel, Midrabbonin, Shmitas Ksafim also would be known because it's connected to Yovel. But says the Raivin, once the Bezna Godol was Golsa and there's no Sfiras Yovel, then you don't have any vestige of Yovel. The Kol Yoshveh Aleha doesn't exist, and the Sfiras Bezna Godol doesn't exist either. Says the Raivin, in such a case, there's no Yovel Bechlal, not Minat Torah and not Midrabbonin, and then you don't have Shmitas Ksafim either, not Minat Torah and not Midrabbonin. That's the sheet of the Raivin. There's no Shmitas Ksafim Bechlal Bezman Hazeh, because there's no vestige of the Yovel remaining. We don't pass them like this Raivin. Rov Rishon don't pass them like this Raivin. But some seem to be Noheg like this Raivin. The Tur quotes an interesting tshuva of the Rush, that he looked high and low when he was in Spain, and he didn't find people being so careful about Shmitas Ksafim. Why not? He was all troubled, and the Rabbanim tried to give him different reasons why people are not concerned about Shmitas Ksafim and writing prosbels. The Rosh was very troubled by him. So the Ramah, the Darkei Moshe on the Torah, and he quotes this in the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, this is in Chosha Mishpat and Simon Samach Zayin, he quotes that some of the poskim say that maybe the reason why the Minig in Spain was not to be choshish for Shmitas Ksafim, not to write prosbels, because they relied on the Raivin. That the Raivin says there's no Shmitas Ksafim bizman hazeh. Bichlal, not even Midrabban. So maybe that's the Limitzchus, the Chumash Hadash, and the Maril. Some of the Chachmei Ashkenaz suggested that they're somech on the Raivin. So they're somech on the Raivin, and that's why they claim there's no Shmitas Ksafim bizman hazeh bichlal. But the poskim say it's not something that you should be makel for. Maybe that's a limud chus for those people who don't observe Shemitah's Klafim and aren't makbid to write a prizbal. And they are toveya the loan even after Shemitah. But the proper approach is to be machmir, to assume that there is a Shemitah's Klafim, even Bizman Hazeh, with Rabbanan at least. So one should be careful to write a prizbal. And one should tell one's family to write a prizbal as well. Some people don't know that you should write a prizbal. There are some shuls that do it right before Rosh Hashanah or a couple of days before. They'll sometimes write a prosbel in shul after shachas. It's important that people should try to write a prosbel. You'd be surprised. There are many situations where we actually do lend money to others. You know, some people say, I never lend money to anyone. Sometimes you do lend money to people and you forget about it. It's kedai to write a prosbel just in case there was a loan that you forgot about over the last 7 years. You'll be able to meet tovea that loan. So we keep on using the word prosbel. What does prosbel mean? Prosbel is the way out, so to speak. That's the legal mechanism that was created by the Chachamim out of Shmitas Ksafim. So what's a prosbel? So that's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Shvi'is. Mishnah in Shvi'is. All of the Mishnayos about Shmitas Ksafim are in the 10th parak of Shvi'is. You know, after you get through all the tough prakim, the first 9 prakim, and you really feel like you're rolling, so then they give you a somewhat easier parak to finish off. Right? nothing to do with the karka of Eretz Yisrael and all the details and beer and perishmiz. Shemitah's k'sofen. So it's somewhat easier perik and shviz. So the Mishnah in Shviz and Perik Yud, Mishnah Gimel, says that Hillel HaZaken saw that people stopped lending each other because they were afraid they wouldn't be able to get their chopos back. Shemitah would come and cancel all of the loans. They wouldn't be able to get anything back. So you'd say, what's the big deal? It's their prerogative. Yeah, but the problem is they violate a lav. Because the Pasuk in Parashas Re'eh says, Beferish, Yishom Elucha, Peniyah Dover, Levavcha B'liyah, Leymar Korva, Shnas HaSheva, Shnas HaShemitah. Don't think, don't have a bad thought in your heart that you're going to say, Shemitah's coming, and I'm not going to be able to get my loan back, so I'm not going to lend my friend. Says the Torah, don't do that. It's a lav. You're not allowed to say, well, if I can't get my loan back, I'm not going to lend to begin with, because then I'm going to be out the money. So Hillel HaZaken saw that people were violating the lav d'oraisa of not lending money because they were afraid they wouldn't get the money back. So he decided to make an institution, to make a takana, to allow people, to help people to be able to get their money back. He instituted something called a prusbul. What's a prusbul? Prusbul, the Gemara in Gittin just says, it's prusbuli ubuti. Didn't that help you? Right? Prusbuli ubuti. So buli are ashirim, buti are aniyim. What do you think of pruzes? Pruzes is a takana. It's a takana for the ashirim and the aniyim. Takana for the ashirim that they won't violate the lav. Takana for the aniyim that they'll get their money. And everyone's happy. Right? That's what a pruzbul is. Pruzbul is a takana to allow the ashirim to collect their money even after Shemitah. What does the prusbul say? It's a shtar, it's a contract. What does the prusbul say? So that's Mishnah Dalid there in Shviz. Perigud Mishnah Dalid. What's Gufo Shal Prusbul? Mostrani Lochem Shekol Chov Sheishli Yitzaponi Sheagaveno Kozman Sheeretz. Person writes down, right? But most of Plosa, he does it before Bezin, that's a Pasha Pshah, he does it in front of a Bezin of Shlosha, so he writes down, I'm telling you in front of three that any chov that I have, it's a ploni, I should be able to collect it anytime I want, meaning even after Shemitah. That's what principle is, that was the takon of Hillel, that a person should be able to collect the chovos. The question is, how does that work? It's against the din in the Torah, like, well, what's going on over here? Hillel just is okay, the din, the right, that you're not allowed to collect chovos after Shemitah. So someone will explain, you know what this is based on? It's based on another principle called Moses Shtarosav LeBezdin. There's a halacha that the Mishnayos had there in Shviyas that if you give your shtaros to Bezdin, then Bezdin can collect the chavos even after Shemitah. The pasuk says Vashayilocha Sachicha Tashmet Yodecha. A private chov is canceled by Shemitah, but if someone is Moses Shtaros LeBezdin, that's not a private chov anymore. Loyigo says Re'eo v'yasachiv is only Re'eo, it's only a private chol. There's no loyigos on Bezdin. So if there's no loyigos, then Shemitah's not going to cancel the chol either. So that's how some explain that basically by writing a prusbul, you're giving over your shtaras to Bezdin, you're making Bezdin the owner of the chol, so to speak. So even though you're the one who's collecting the money, you're collecting the money on behalf of Bezdin. So once you're collecting it on behalf of Bezdin, then the iser loyigos and the issa to collect the chov after Shemitah do not apply. So the question is, not every chov that we're going to be canceling is going to have a shtar. Right? If you give over your shtaras to Bezdin, so fine, but this is a milvah alpeh. This is very often we're talking about milvah alpeh, we're not talking about milvah b'shtar. And secondly, we don't find people giving over their shtaras to Bezdin, even if you'll say it's like most of shtaras of Bezdin. That's only if you give the shtar to Bezdin. If you don't give over the shtar to Bezdin, so how does that work? No one's giving over their contracts to Bezdin. They're writing a prusbul and taking it home. So how does that work? So some want to suggest the takana of Hillel works based on a totally different mechanism. The emphasis is the Gemara giving us this kashya. If there's a din d'oraisa that you're not allowed to be, that you're not allowed to collect chovos after Shemitah, so then how could Hillel make such a takana? How could he be okay of the din d'oraisa that you're not allowed to collect the chovos? So, there are two terutzim in the Gemara and Gittin. One is that Shemitah b'zman hazeh is only midrabbanan. Once you say that, then Hillel can make any takana he wants. That'll answer everything. But then the Gemara has a very famous phrase. The Gemara says, you know what's the basis of prusbul? Even if Shemitah is the rice of b'zman hazeh, you know what the basis of prusbul is? Hefker Bezdin Hefker. The Chachamim are in charge of mamonos, they're in charge of all monetary matters. And Hillel HaZaken said that we want people to be able to lend money. So based on Hefker Bezdin Hefker, Hillel was Misaka, that you can write the prose book. The question we had was, how can Hillel violate the Din D'oraisa? Do you not let a collect chovos after Shemitah? The answer is Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Hillel determined that if you write the prosbul, then you are allowed to collect the money. How does that work? He creates a new chov, whatever the mechanism is. But Hefker Bezdin Hefker allows him to transfer money from one person to the other. It allowed Hillel HaZaken to give koach. To give koach to individuals to collect money, because the Chachamim, Chazal, are in charge of all the money. Okay, so that's the mechanism that's going to allow Prosbul to work. It's Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Okay, so if it's Hefker Bezdin Hefker, we have to understand what kind of a Bezdin are we talking about. What kind of Bezdin? That's the next step. Hefker Bezdin Hefker, what kind of a Bezdin? So interestingly enough, the Gemara in Gidlan Daf Lamed Vav says that, you know what kind of a Bezdin you need for Prosbul? A Bezdin Choshev. Bezdin Choshev. That's what the Gemara says. A Bezdin Choshev that can be Motzi Mamon. It has a koach to be Motzi Mamon, it says. The Mechaber is very machmir for this. The Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, and Simon Samach Zayin, Sif Yutas, and Choshev Mishpe, he paskins like the stump of the Gemara, that you need a Bezdin Choshev for a Prosbul. And he says, what is a Bezdin Choshev? It's a Bezdin where the Dayanim are Bekiyim. Mumchim, right? They're Bekiyim, they have expertise, they're Bekiyim. And kiblum aleihem, they are accepted, they're universally accepted. Wow. I mean, to get such a Bezdin to write a Prosbul, that's going to be very difficult, you know? A universally accepted Bezdin, and people who are Bekiyim and all Dinim. It's a big Chumrah. The Sfardim have this Chumrah, they can only use a very Chosh of a Bezdin. Very difficult. They write their Prosbul, they send the Prosbul to the Bezdin. Some are making for a different svara that there are some Rishonim who hold that you don't actually have to do the prosbul in front of the Bezdin, but you can do the prosbul in front of two people and say that I'm using that Bezdin, even though the Bezdin is not actually here, the Bezdin doesn't know about it. Not sure if the Sfardim are making for that. If the Sfardim would be making for that, then that would still make it okay. It would make it a little bit easier for them, even if they're going to use, you know, the most kosher Bezdin. I'm not sure which Bezdin this is going to be, but even if we'll take the Sfardi Bezdin that's accepted by the entire Sfardi community, they don't have to actually go to the Bezdin, but they can write the Prosbul, and that Sfardi Bezdin accepts whatever Prosbul is written. It's written in front of Tuwaid, and that'll be enough to accept that Prosbul. But the Ramah is much more medical. The Ramah, the Ashkenazim, there in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Samal Zayin, Sif Yutes, the Ramah says that you can write a Prosbul in front of any Bezdin. In front of any Bezdin. Especially Bizman Azeh, the Shemitah's Ksofim is only the Rabbonon. You can be medical, says the Ramah. You don't have to write it in front of a Bezdin Choshev. You can write it in front of any Bezdin. And that's the minhag. The minhag of the Ashkenazim is to write it in front of any Bezdin. You get three people together. If the shul, the rav of the shul, and he gets two other people together, they write the prosbul in front of any bezdin. That's the cliff, the cool of the Ramah. The Sfardim, it's a little bit more difficult, so they have to work on that. To work on that, to figure out. There are many tshuvas written to try to figure out exactly what the Sfardim have to do, because the Sfardim paskin, like the stam of the Gemara, that you need a bezdin choshev. A bezdin choshev is not so simple. Right? It has to be accepted universally, and have to be bekiyim. That's much more difficult to try to find. Another halacha that the Mishnayos and Shviyos have is that we only write a prosbul on karka, if the lova has karka. Why must the lova have karka? So there are different reasons given. Some Rishonim say it's because when there's karka, it's like the chov is a little bit govli, it's a little bit collected. There's a shibud on the karka. There's no karka, so then it's not govli. You give money to the lova, then he can spend the money. So if he spends the money, then the money is not here, it's not govli, it's not collected at all. If there's karka, so then it's like a little bit collected. So once it's a little bit collected, it doesn't look like you're being ochre the din d'oraisa completely by collecting the money even after shmita. That's how the Rash and some other Rishonim say. Rashi and Gittin explains much more simply. He says that prosbul is a takana d'rabbanan. We know that Chazal never made a takana b'milsa d'lo shchicha. They don't make a takana on something that's not common. And it was very uncommon to lend money to a lova that didn't have karka. Because if you didn't have any karka, any land, you were afraid you wouldn't get back anything from him. It's much more common to lend money to a lova that has karka. So that's why the Takana principle is only said if the Lova has Karka. So either way you slice it, but that's the halacha, that you only write a prusbel if the Lova has Karka. So what do we do nowadays? So in most circumstances, the person does have Karka. Most people have Karka. Either they own a home, or even if they're renting an apartment, a rental also can be considered like you're owning Karka. You have a certain kinyan in the Karka through the Sfiris. It comes up if a person is samach al shulchan ovid, he's living at home. I mean, he has a place at home. He doesn't have his own Karka. You know, he's in the dorm room. He's not renting. Right, the parent owns the dorm room, but the parent, I wouldn't say the parent owns the money that he gives to his child. Child owns his own money. The parent gives the child spending money, or the child owns other monies. So a child can lend money that the parent has nothing to do with, but the child doesn't necessarily own card. He can lend money and he can borrow money. So for people who are not living in their own apartment, or not renting an apartment, and not living in their own home, this could be an issue. If they're a lova and they don't own the karkas, then maybe the malva can't write a prusbel on that loan. So what's done is that we're mezaka karka to the lova. As part of the prusbel, the malva is mezaka a piece of karka, a karka kolshu. He's mezaka karka kolshu to the lova, so then the chol becomes a chol sheyeshel of karka, and then it can fall under the rubric of the prusbel. What kind of a zchus is this? You're being mezaka karka to the lova, but that's going to enable the malva to collect from the lova. That's a big chol, right? No, so the poskim say, even though it'll turn into a chol that now you can collect from the lova, but owning karka is a zchus, owning something extra is a zchus. We look at the owning of the karka itself, so that's what's done. We're mezaka the karka to the lova as part of the prusbel. And then we can write the prusbel. That's prusbel on karka, and then the prusbel is going to be chal. And finally, what happens if a person doesn't write the prusbel? What does he do? So the Mishnah in Shviyas and in Perek Yud Mishnah Ches says that if the lova comes after Shmita and he says, "I want to pay you back," then the malva has to say, "Meshamed ani, I don't want to collect the money." That's what the pasuk says. V'zed devar haShmita. The malva has to tell him, "No, I want the Shmita to be chal, that I shouldn't be able to collect from you." So is that it? So if the lova doesn't say anything, that is it. But the lova, it's a mitzvah on the lova to say, "Afal pi kein, I still want to give it to you." The lova is allowed to pay the money, but he's not allowed to pay the money as a piron hachov. Right? If the malva says mishamed ani, I say that shmita should be chal. The lova can say, "Afal pi kein, I want to pay you, but not al tzachov. I want to give you a matana." That's what the lova should do. The malva should say, "I don't want to collect the money because shmita has passed." The lova has a mitzvah on himself to say, "Aval b'kein, I want to pay you the money, but I'm not going to pay you b'taras achov. I'll pay you b'taras matana." If he pays him b'taras matana, then that's perfectly permissible. Okay, stop here.